syrup out of it. This is a
maple. That's the maple. It doesn't grow here, I don't think. I don't think that maple, you get the syrup out of it. It grows up Virginia around there, I think. Some, I don't know.
All right, would that be sugar maple?
Yeah, it would make good syrup. We buy it at the store called the maple syrup.
Would you happen to know, since it grows down here, you may not, what a group of maple trees would be called, a maple, if you have a maple grove or a maple orchard or a sugar orchard? All right. A tree that has long white limbs and a white scaly bark is a, the bark will peel off and the limbs will be off.
Sycamore.
Right. What are some of the common trees right around in this area?
The magnolia, the cedar, and the pecan,
hickory,
and sweet gum, and red oak.
Live oak.
And what is that?
Poplar.
What is that you make a post out of?
Black
locust and poplar.
Sassafras.
And now this fruit that we were talking about that has a little heart inside and it's a round, round red fruit.
Is that a persimmon?
Grows on a tree. It's a cherry.
Cherry?
Alright. Okay. There's a kind of a bush that has white flowers on it and its leaves turn red in the fall. It's a bush. Sumac?
Yeah, sumac. Sumac.
Alright. This kind of a vine that if you're walking in the woods, you want to be careful not to touch.
That's the poison ivy.
Alright. Some berries that you eat. Just name some berries for me.
Huckleberries and blackberries and dewberries.
Strawberries.
Raspberries.
If you're taking children out in the woods and they are picking berries, you tell them. Now you have to be careful not to eat those because some berries might be
poison.
Do they have any mountain laurel around here?
Mountain laurel.
I never heard of.
I don't know.
All right, laurel, spoonwood. Doesn't remind you of anything. Okay. What about rhododendron?
I don't know nothing about that.
All right. Now, when you're speaking of Mr. to someone, say you were going to do something and you wanted to check with him about it, say they want you to do something at church, you'd say, well, I might be able to, but I must ask
him. I'll have to ask Mr. if he would bring me or carry me.
All right. Now, do you call him my husband or?
Oh, I didn't say Mr. I'm talking to anybody, but it's always hardy to me.
I see. I wondered, how people refer to their husbands and wives.
If I'm talking to somebody about him, I generally say Mr. and he calls me Marlon, but all my church folks call me Mama. Mama Bird. Yeah, with all the ladies, it's over around 70, that's all called Mama.
Isn't that nice? That's sweet. I like that.
Brother James, I'll call Brother James, our pastor, about something. I called him Saturday morning. I wanted to go by his house a few minutes. And when he answered the phone, I said, is this Brother James? And he said, yeah. Oh, Mama, how are you? That, you see. And he calls Mama Dukes.
Do you hear any of them around here say my man or the mister the old man?
I say my husband said so, something like that.
Hear any of the men say the old lady?
Yes, I've heard that quite often, the old lady.
Well, do they, most of them say my wife?
Yeah, some of them said my wife told me, I'm going to tell my wife. Yeah, they respect her.
Did you hear anybody say the missus?
Yeah, the mistress.
The
mistress.
The mistress.
Yeah.
They'd say that about their wife.
About their wife.
All right. A woman whose husband has died is a
widow.
Your male parent was your
father and mother. My father.
What did you call your father?
Papa. He didn't let us say nothing but Papa.
Did you call him anything else?
No, he just, we did. We said, Daddy, we'd have got it.
And what did you call your mother?
Mama.
All right. Both of those together are your parents.
My parents. All right. So. All right.